The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 8 through 14, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in September of 1966 in New York.
Rasoham apsukantya prabhasmi sasisurjaya pranavasarvideshu Sabda Kek Paura Sangha Nishu. Now Lord Krishna is describing how you become Krishna conscious fully in every step of your life. This verse we have been discussing last day, that Rasoham Apsukantya. Now this glass of water, the taste, the juice of this water is Krishna. You cannot, when you are thirsty, this water given by God, there is no other replacement. If somebody offers me, instead of water you drink gold, no, this water is required. The taste of the water is so nice, that when I am thirsty, I require water. No manufacturer can create this taste of the water. Therefore, which is not possible to produce by any human being, that is God. So rasoham apsukantya. We can remember Krishna and God when we drink water. Because nobody can avoid drinking water. So, God consciousness is there. How can you forget? Rasoham apsukantiya prabhasmi sasisurja. When there is some illumination, when there is some illumination, you want to come here? Yes, please. When there is some illumination, that illumination is also Krishna. The original effulgence is Brahma Jyoti, that is in the spiritual sky. This material sky is covered. Therefore, the nature of this material sky is darkness. Now at night, we are experiencing the real nature of this material world. It is darkness. Artificially, it is being illuminated by the sun, by the moon, by the electricity. Otherwise, it is darkness. So this illumination is God. We have to understand this illumination. Now, how this illumination is coming? Originally, in the spiritual sky, just like the sun has his shining force, which he calls sun sign, similarly, from the kingdom of God, there is a shining which is called Brahma Jyoti. The Brahma Jyoti is reflected by the sun. The moon is reflected by the sun. Sun is reflection of Brahma Jyoti, and moon is reflection of the sun. Everyone, you know, the stars, glittering stars, they are also reflection of the sun. Similarly, this electricity is also reflection of sun. The diamond, the jewels, everything, that is reflection of sun. That's all right. So, Krishna says, prabhasmi sasi surjaya. Sasi means the moon, and surja means the sun. And in the spiritual world, there is no need of sun and moon. Natatra bhasayati surja, nasatanta napavata. In the spiritual world, there is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity, because in the spiritual sky, everything is illuminated. So there is no need. So we can remember God or Krishna when you see some illuminating property. Pranama sarva vedeshu, when we chant Vedic mantra, Om Tad Vishnum Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti Suraya, Om Bhur Bhuvah Sat Tas Savitur Varannam Bhargur Devasya Dhimahi. Now this Omkar, Om, that is the beginning. This Omkar is addressing, just like we are addressing Hare Krishna, this is also addressing. O Hara, O Krishna, this Omkar is also addressing. So this Omkar is Krishna, is God. Pranamas sarvavedeshu, sabdakhe paurasam nishu. And sabda means sound. Whenever you hear some sound, you should know this is vibration of the transcendental sound. The sound which we are vibrating, that is pure spiritual sound. But any sound in the material world, that is reflection of that spiritual sound. So when you hear sound, you can remember God. When you drink water, you can remember God. When you see some illumination, you can remember God. And when you chant some mantra, some hymn, that also you can remember God. So where you cannot remember God? Everywhere. This is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. Always, 24 hours, we can remember Krishna. That remembrance means that Krishna is with me. Krishna is already with me. But as soon as we remember, that is factual. Because the devotional service, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnas, Maranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, there are 9 different processes of associating with God. The first preliminary association is Savanam. Just like you are hearing, you are kindly hearing the speeches of Lord Krishna, that means you are associating with Krishna or God. Always remember, when you speak of Krishna, Krishna means God. So, because we are hearing, we are associating with God. And as we are associating with God, then our material contamination is being reduced. Sinnatam sagata Krishna punna sarvana kirtana. As we go on hearing, then the contamination which we have acquired in this material world, that is being reduced. So by the association of God in this way, by consciousness, that here is God, here is Krishna, in sound there is Krishna, in the taste of the water there is Krishna, in the illumination there is Krishna. So how we can avoid Krishna? Every step you can remember Krishna. And if you can remember in that way, then your association is permanent, 24 hours your association with Krishna. So association with Krishna means that's like association with daylight, sunshine. There is no question of contamination. If you get sunshine always, you will never be ultraviolet rays. That is scientific truth. If you are always in the sunshine, there will be no disease. This is a practical fact. This is a practical fact that modern medical science, they approve a disease, incurable. They recommend just lie down on the sunshine. Yes, it is a fact. And the Vedic rules, one man who is diseased, he worships sun. That means he has to come into the sunshine, and naturally disease will be cured. Similarly, as you associate with sunshine, you are cured of all diseases. Similarly, if you associate with Krishna, always, by consciousness, there is no trouble. There is no material trouble. Try it. Simply by sounding, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. not only sounding, this is also going on. At the same time, this consciousness, this water is Krishna. The taste of the water is Krishna. The sound is Krishna. This illumination is Krishna. In this way you have to practice. The only thing is that our present stage is forgetfulness. We have forgotten, that's all. So, we have to revive. We have to revive our spiritual life, our spiritual consciousness. And the simple process is this savanam. This act which you are performing, this is approved by Lord Chaitanya. Thane sita sutigatam tanumang manovi. When Lord Chaitanya was speaking with Ramananda Rai, he is a great friend of Lord Chaitanya and great devotee, just like Krishna and Arjuna. So, Ramananda Rai was explaining about gradual development of spiritual life. So, he recommended so many things, varnasam dharma, sannyas, and renunciation of work. Lord Chaitanya says, no, it is not so good, it is not so good, it is not so good. In this way, when Ramananda Rai, he was proposing something, that this is the system of promoting spiritual consciousness, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was rejecting, no, no, you say something more, better that. Then he was proposing another. And the eighth stage, when Ramananda Rai cited one verse from the Vedic literature, this literature is Jnane Priyasam Mudapasana Mantaiva Sanamakaritang Bhavadiya Vartam Thane Sthita Sutigatang Tanuman Manovi Je Prayasa Ajita Ajita Pashi Taistilakyam. The purport of this verse is that Jnane Priyasam Udapasya, one should give up his unnecessary endeavor for philosophical speculation about God. One should give it up. Jnane Prayasam, because by speculation you cannot reach to the ultimate truth. How far? How can just suppose we are speculating, very great scientists are speculating about the nature of the moon from here. But they are speculating, they have not come to any conclusion. So you go on speculating, which you have no experience. You go on speculating, but the real nature of that thing will never come to you. So Jnana Prayasam, especially for understanding God, of God consciousness, speculation is useless. So Lord Chaitanya, the Bhagavad says, the Jnana Prayasam Udapasa, that sort of endeavor, speculating, should be given up. Namanteva, you just become submissive. You just become submissive, that what I am. I am insignificant creature in this universe. This world, this earth is an insignificant point in the universe. And within this earth, the America is a small spot. And within America, this New York City is another small spot. And in this New York City, I am there. So what is my importance? So we should understand that we are very insignificant in comparison to the creation of the whole cosmic situation and God. So we should be very submissive. We should understand our position. Artificially, we should not be puffed up. The frog philosophy. The frog philosophy is that a frog in the well, he was informed about the Atlantic Ocean by his friend. And the frog, he inquired from him, what is that Atlantic Ocean? It is a huge, vast span of water. Now the frog is in the well, he's thinking, it may be double than this well, or it may be triple than this well, or 100 times, in this way calculating. But do you think, by such calculation, the frog will ever come to the conclusion of how length and breadth is our Atlantic Ocean. So this is all frog philosophy. We are very teeny. Our knowledge, power of speculating is limited, always. So we cannot speculate about the Supreme. This is a useless waste of time. Therefore, Bhagavad says, you give up this. You give up this process of speculating. Jnane prayasam udapasya, give it up. Then, what is next? The be samisi. Be samisi. Then, all right, let me become samisi. Then, next. Jnane prayasam udapasya namantaiva sanamukharitanga bhavadiya vata. You just try to understand. Just try to hear the message of God. The message of God is just like Bhagavad Gita or Bible, any, as you like. Just try to hear. Sanmukhiritang Bhattam, from realized so. Just like the truths of Bible was spoken by Lord Jesus Christ or Krishna, any, whatever you like, you hear. Jnani prasamudapasanamanta eva sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. But you must hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and nothing more. That should be your purpose. Then, what will be the result? The result will be sthane sthita, in whatever condition you are, that doesn't matter. Oh, I am very poor man, that doesn't matter. Oh, I am very rich man, doesn't matter. Oh, I am European, doesn't matter. I am Indian, doesn't matter. I am born very low or doesn't matter. Anything, unconditional. If women, whatever you are, that doesn't matter. If you simply hear, sthane-sthita-suti-gata-amatun, if you simply give your oral reception to this transcendental word, then the result will be the God who can never be conquered, you conquer God. How you conquer? You conquer by love. God cannot be conquered, but he can be conquered by love. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was a friend of Krishna. How he conquered? The Krishna became his driver. The personality of Godhead, who is the supreme, everyone's master, he became a menial servant of Arjuna. So God is so lovable, and he reciprocates his love in this way. So you can conquer. Just like Krishna became the son of Nanda Maharaj. And when he was a child, he took the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on his head. Just like child play, you see. So these are symptoms of conquering God. What is, you are trying to become one with God, or you can become father of God. You can become father of God. God has no father, but he accepts his devotee, his lover, oh, you are my father. So that is the question. So, if this process is followed, simply hearing, oral reception, sincerely, then by this process, whatever position I may be, I can conquer the Supreme Lord. He agrees to be conquered. This Krishna consciousness should be spread. It is very easy. You drink water, you remember Krishna. You hear something, suppose there are so many sounds that are occurring in the street. But if you know that this sound is Krishna, then in every step you will feel Krishna. Then again he says, punna vanda pritibhyancha tejasyasmi vibhavaso jivanam sarvabhuteshu. Tapaschasmi, tapasyasi. He is describing more elaborately. How is that? The punnagandha prithivyancha. Punnagandha means flavor. The flavor. Any flavor, that is Krishna, that is God. You cannot create any flavor. Synthetically, we may create some scent, but that is not as good as natural scent. So that is, when you have a good flavor, you can remember, oh, here is God, here is Krishna. When there is some natural beauty, oh, you can understand, here is Krishna. And when there is something uncommon, very powerful, wonderful, oh, you can understand, here is Krishna. And when there is life, jivana, as long as a tree lives, as long as a man lives, as long as an animal lives. So, you understand, this life is part and parcel of Krishna. As soon as the part and parcel of Krishna, the spark is taken away from that body, it everything goes. No meaning. So nice brain we are acting, Sir Isaac Newton, Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. But as soon as that small particle of Krishna's part and parcel is removed from this body, no more Sir Isaac Newton working. Finish. Jivanam sarvabhutanam. He is alive. He is alive. We can see his every step, God. People say, can you show me God? Yes, God is seen in so many ways. You just try to see. If you close your eyes that I shall not see God, then who can show you? But you can see God in every step. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu. Tapaschasmi, tapasishu, tapaschasmi, any kind of penance, any kind of perseverance, that is also God. Tapaschasmi, tapasishu, bijang mang sarvabhutanam, vidhi pratha sanatanam. Now bijang, bijang means seed. The seed is sanatan, that is eternal. Sanatan means eternal. There is a gigantic tree, but what is the platform? What is the background of this gigantic tree? Seed, that is small seed. That mustard-like grain seed, that is the background of this large tree. Bijangamang sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. And that seed is eternal. The seed within me, within you, everyone, the seed is there. And as soon as the seed takes place in the mother's womb, the seed becomes to fructify little by little. Then it comes out when it is properly developed with hands and legs and eyes. It comes out from the mother's womb. Then again develops. He becomes a boy, he becomes a youth, he becomes so many things, changes everything. But that seed is permanent. The body is changing, but the seed is there. That's why it is sanatana. It is very easy to understand how we change our body. We are changing our body every moment. Imperceptibly. Imperceptibly we are changing our body. Every moment, every second, the change of body is a fact. Therefore, that bijam, that small particle spark of spirit, that is sanatana. This body is changing. Now, when it is changed to another body, that means transmigration of the soul from one body to another. So this is a fact, and it is not very difficult to understand. We are changing our body every moment. Bijang mang sarvabhutanang buddhi parthasanam. Buddhi buddhimatam asmi. One who is very intelligent. That intelligence, extraordinary intelligence, must be considered. He is Krishna. Without being especially favored by Krishna, nobody can become extraordinarily intelligent. Everyone is trying that I shall be more intelligent than my friend, my others. But without Krishna's, special favor, nobody can become extraordinarily intelligent. Therefore, wherever you find extraordinarily intelligent, you should consider, there is Krishna. This is Krishna concept. buddhi buddhimata amasmi tejas tejasinam maham. One who is very influential. That influence is Krishna. That influence, that particular influence of a particular man, that is also Krishna. Balam balavatam chaham. One is very strong, stout and strong. That particular strength is also Krishna. Just like an elephant. He's very strong. And more than elephant, the gorilla is still more strong. That strength, where from? Where from it gets strength? Now suppose I am a human being. I cannot get such strength by my own endeavor. But I can get strength 10,000 times more than the elephant if Krishna favors. That was strength. Just like Bhima. Bhima had strength 10,000 times than an elephant. You are so strong. There is no question of not believing. Because as I find, you are stronger than me and he is stronger than you. Similarly, there are many degrees of strength. Now these degrees of strength is Krishna. So you can understand Krishna. Without Krishna's favor, nobody can be stronger than the other. So, balam balabhatam asmi. Kamaraga vivarjita. Kama. Kama means desire. Raga vivarjita. Without attraction. Desire with attraction. That is Krishna. Desire with attraction, how it can be possible? Desire with attraction. Whenever we desire something, I want some young girl. I desire. Desire means I have got attraction. But desire without attraction, how it is possible? Can you explain? Yes. Desire without attraction means Krishna consciousness. I desire for Krishna's benefit, not for my benefit. That is desire without attraction. So the kamaraga vivarjitam. Kamaraga vivarjitam dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharata sabha. And lust which is not against religious principle, that is also I am. What is that lust? Lust means generally means sex life. Sex life which is not against religious principle. That is Krishna. How it is religious principle, sex life? Yes. Sex life is religious principle in this way that when you want a good child, in that sense if you undertake sex life, that is sanction, that is religion. And without that everything, sex life is non-religion. If you can produce a good child, you can have 1,000 times sexual intercourse. But if you produce cats and dogs, don't take. That is irreligious. So here it is stated, the dharma viruddha bhuteshu. Therefore, for sex life, dharma is marriage. In the human society, there is marriage. In the animal society, there is no marriage. They indulge in sex life anyway, because they are animals. But in human society, either Hindu society or Muslim society or Christian society or any society, any civilized society, there is the marriage. So the marriage, sex life by marriage is religious. And sex life without marriage, that is irreligious. So, here Krishna says, the sex life of a dharmaviruddha, which is not against religious principle, that is I am. So there is no harm to become a householder. It is not that I am a sannyasi, I have given a household life. And one person who is a householder, there is no difference, provided it is on the principle of religion. I am a sannyasi, I am forbidden to make any association with woman. I cannot talk even with woman in a lonely place, that is forbidden. I cannot talk with woman. I will give you one practical example. When my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, was living and speaking about 50 years before, we are all young men at that time. And one of my god brother, he was also young man, Dr. Audhvari Kapoor. And his wife was also young. So his wife wanted to speak with my Guru Maharaj. My Guru Maharaj was at that time not less than 60 or more than that. And the girl, my friend's wife, he was not more than 22 years. But actually, she was just like his granddaughter. But she proposed, Sir, I wanted to speak with you something confidentially. My Guru Maharaj says, oh, no, I cannot speak with you confidentially. You can speak whatever you like, you hear. Just speak. I cannot speak. The so much age difference, so much, affection, still he refused. No, I cannot talk with you confidentially because you are woman. So, a sannyasi is forbidden not to talk even in private place with woman. But a householder, if he associates woman under marriage tie, then it is religious. And without this is irreligious. And that irreligious sex life is God. Religious sex life is God. This will be followed. If we, every one of us reading Bhagavad Gita, every one of us, at least so far India is concerned, that is a different thing. In America also, I find so many American gentlemen, they read Bhagavad Gita. But I am afraid if they are reading Bhagavad Gita and so scrutinizingly, as it is stated here. Dharma aviriddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatartha. Sex life, which is not against religious principle, that is I am. Regulated sex life, marriage life, that is Krishna. So that is not without Krishna. That is Krishna. Then he says, je chaiva sattika bhava rajasa tamasa asajje matra eviti tan vitte natu ham tesu mai. Now one may question, then if you are particularly, your personality of God is Supreme God, you are speaking that you are sound, you are this light, you are this pranava, you are this bija, you are also kama, so many things. So, do you mean to say that you are simply in goodness? And what about the other things? Because there are three qualities of the material world. The modes of goodness and the modes of passion and the modes of darkness. Now, so far Krishna described himself that any good thing, just like sex life with marriage is a good, that's all you are. What about other things? Then Krishna replies, he automatically says that, the jechaiva sattika bhava rajasas tamasas cha je. Whatever there are in this material world, you will find interaction of three qualities only. Goodness, passion and ignorance. All manifestation that you are observing, they are different combination of these three qualities. Now that can be made into 9, 3 into 3 equal to 9, 9 equal to 81 and so on, go on diluting. But the main background is that three qualities. The Lord says, that whatever qualities are there, jechaiva satika bhava rajasa tamasa suje, either goodness or passion or ignorance. Matta eviti tanvidhi. They are all produced from me. They are all produced from me. How is that? Natu aham tesu te mai. That they are, because they are produced from me, therefore they are standing. Their position is in me, but I am not there. I am transcendent. So, in another sense, even the bad thing, evil things, which is produced out of ignorance, that is also Krishna. But when? When it is applied by Krishna. How it is that? Practical example. Now, an electrical engineer, he is producing electricity energy. Now, you are feeling at your home, in the refrigerator it is cold, and in the heater it is hot. But in the original generating a station, it is electricity. It is neither cold, neither hot. So these qualitative manifestation of the world, they are different for me. For Krishna there is no difference. Therefore, sometimes if Krishna acts on the principle of this ignorance, then for Krishna it is Krishna. Just like the for the electric engineer, the whole energy is electricity, nothing. He has no distinction, this is cold and this is hot. This is the philosophy. Matta eveti tana vidhi natu nattaham teshu temai. Everything is being generated. And the Vedanta Sutra confirms it. Janma dasya jataha. Everything. That is the supreme truth. From where everything is humanity. That is supreme truth. So, what we are thinking bad, good, that is bad and good for me because I am conditioned. But because he is not conditioned, therefore for him there is no bad and good. He is not conditioned. I am conditioned, therefore I am feeling heat and cold. But because he is not conditioned, everything is all right for him. So, such is Krishna. How Krishna has described himself as he is. But why we are not attracted to Krishna? That is explained in the next. Trivi gunamayai bhavai revhi sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabhijanati mame bhav paramabhayam. Because their illusion by the intermixture of these three qualities, mohita, their illusion. Trivi gunamayai bhavai revhi sarvamidam jagat. Idam jagat, this material world is spread all over with these three gunas or three qualities of material nature. Now, from here you can understand that the division of social orders, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chatur bandang maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasah, that the four division of human society is made by me. How it is that? That guna karma vibhagasa, according to the material qualities and work. So, in the Vedic literature, in India, you find there are four divisions of human society. The Brahmin, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya and the Sudra. But that is natural. That is not artificial. People misunderstand that Indians have created a caste system. No, that caste system is everywhere. Sarvam idam jagat. Not only India, all universe is being conducted by that process. Even here also you have got that caste system. Some of you are in the modes of goodness, some of you are in the modes of passion, some of you are in the modes of ignorance, and some of you are in the mixed quality. So that is prevailing all over the world. And those who are in the modes of goodness, they are Brahmin. Oh, name may be another thing. Oh, you may say, this man is very intelligent, very moralist. Oh, that means he is a Brahmin. Oh. And this man is very good administrator. Oh, that means he is Kshatriya. Oh, this man is very good industrialist, merchant. Oh, that means he is Vaishya. Oh, this man is cannot do anything. Oh, he is Sudra. So, Lord Krishna says, then the Trivi Gunamai Bhavi, by these three qualities, everywhere, all over the universe, you must know, whenever Krishna says something, it is nothing, limited, universally true, he says. When he says this, Sarva Jaunishu Kauntya, he claims to be father of all living entities, in the animals, in the aquatics, in the trees, plants, worms, birds, beasts, this human being, that human being, all he claims. He is the father of everyone. Similarly, Trivi Gunamai Bhavi Mohitam Sarvina. The whole world is, I mean to say, illusion, covered by these reactions of these three qualities. And we are under the spell of that illusion. Therefore, we cannot understand what is God. What is God? Trivigunamai bhavai devi sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabhijanati. Because they are now illusion under the spell of the intermixture of these three qualities, they cannot understand me, Krishna. Mame param abhyam, I am the supreme eternal being. They cannot understand. So, this illusion, sir, what is the nature of this illusion? How it can be overcome? That is also explained here. Devi jisha gunamai mamamaya dhrutya mami vaji prapadanti mayami tang tarantiti. You cannot do it by mental speculation. You cannot get rid of this entanglement of three qualities. It is not possible. It is very strong. Don't you think how we are in the grip of the material nature? That is not possible. David Jisa Gunami Mamamaya. Guna. Guna means this quality. And another meaning of guna is rope. Just like you have seen rope, one rope, two rope, three rope. When three ropes are bound up, twisted in one, that becomes very strong. The guna means rope also. So we are tied up, hands and feet, with that rope of this quality, three. You see? This is very difficult to get out of it. Then, hopeless case, no hopeless case. How can I get rid of it? Mami vaja prapadanti mayami tang tarantite. Anyone who surrenders unto me, he is advanced to. Anyone who becomes Krishna conscious, by this way or that way, he becomes free. Thank you very much.